1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. And it's time now for Southern California Living. Many people around the country look towards Southern California to know what's the latest in living fashion. And we join you, of course, today on the Phil Hendry Show with Southern California Living. Bobby Dooley is president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and Bobby's going to bring us up to date on some of the latest from lifestyles in Southern California. And Bobby, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Phil, I'm doing really, really well. I am Bobby Dooley, and I am president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Nestled in the hills of the Western San Fernando Valley is Western Estates. Our community features 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7-bedroom homes divided into various phases. The camellia phase begins in the low fives, while the bougainvillea phase, poplar, magnolia, and cypress phases range from $600,000 to $750,000. Our community center is a year-round home to a variety of events. Our chapel welcomes all Christian denominations, and we have an orientation center for all minority families. We do live by rules and regulations that make living in Western Estates a really special, special, special experience.
And today, Bobby, we're going to be talking about rules and regulations in homeowners associations, right?
Phil, that is so true. And first of all, we want to thank you and the Phil Hendry Show and these local stations for allowing us to talk about Southern California living.
Okay, if I could just tell my engineer for a minute, Craig, you don't have to punctuate it with music anymore, okay?
Well, that was the music that I suggested he play.
I know you suggested it, but he doesn't have to keep doing the dramatic upsurge, okay?
Well, I just wanted to conclude by saying living in Western Estates is very special, and as long as everyone abides by the rules, we can have a great time.
Okay, please don't do that anymore. It irritates me.
Thank you. I'll be with you in a moment.
Will you please not just fade it down naturally? Thank you. When you do that, it drives me ape, okay? Are you there, Bobby?
Yes. Is the music done?
Yeah, the music's done. See, that's just a way of introing you. And
well, he was going to punctuate some other things that I said.
Will you please? Good.
All right.
So what is going on there anyway that we are, in other words, you're talking about rules and regulations, homeowners association rules?
Yeah, Phil. We do live in a society of rules and regulations. We do live in a society whereby law helps us coordinate activity. And when you coordinate activity, I think you can coordinate people so that they're engaged in healthful pursuit. I think that's what law is about. My husband, Steve, and I purchased our home here in Western Estates in 1993. We have 3 sons, Justin, who is 14, Seth, who is 12, and our little 9-year-old, Dylan. We had an emergency meeting of our homeowners association where Dave and Carol Ashland insisted on putting one of these pink stork signs out in front of their house.
Now, Dave and Carol Ashland, are they neighbors?
Dave and Carol are neighbors of ours. They live where we live in the bougainvillea phase. Dave is in the insurance business, I think. Carol is a homemaker. This is their first child. Now, they insisted on putting a pink stork out in front of their home. Phil, I was with Carol when they took her to the hospital.
Now, a pink stork is what?
A pink stork, Phil, is indicative of the birth of a baby. So they had a baby girl, as far as we know, and Dave came back with pictures of the child. Now, let me say something right off the bat. Putting a sign in front of your home, putting lawn ornaments in front of your home, is against the CCNRs of Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Why'd you do that?
I'm Bobby Dooley, along with Steve Dooley.
Steve, wait, hold on for a minute. Craig, why did you do that? I don't care if you arranged ahead of time with her to punctuate it. Just knock it off.
So you're not going to play the music?
No, I don't need that anymore. Please go ahead.
Well, Phil, really what we're talking about is a rule and regulation, a CCNR. Oh, my God, I'm having palpitations.
What's wrong?
Well, I expected that the music would be underneath me punctuating each thought.
You're going to be fine. Just go ahead with the thing. I mean...
Well, I'm just...
Just breathe slowly, Bobby.
What is wrong with her, Steve?
Well, she's having palpitations because she thought the music would punctuate every thought. There. There it is, honey.
Oh, God. Bossa nova. Okay.
Hold on for a minute. Just hold. What are we doing here? Are we doing a Southern California Living thing, or are we having her not get palpitations so she can hear bossa nova music? What are we doing here? That's all I want to know.
You talking to me?
Anybody! You, Steve, Craig, who?
Well, I'm just going with the program here, Phil.
I just want to know what we're doing. Are we going to have Southern California Living? Will you put her on hold for a minute? Pardon me, folks. Craig, if you're going to play the music while she's... The hell is that? Turn it off! Does she need the music to punctuate her thoughts? Is that what you're telling me? Because if we're doing Southern California Living, you play the music as an intro, then you fade it out, then we get to the meat of the thing. I'm 12 minutes into the show. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. All right, put her back on. Bobby, honey?
Yes, Phil.
Do you want to start all over again? Then when you're done with your intro, then the music finishes, okay?
So it won't be there while I'm talking?
It'll be there in your intro, honey. It won't be there for the rest of what we're talking about, the rules and regulations of Western Estates Homeowners Association.
All right, I can...
What are they doing?
He says I can't have the music after him.
All right.
Is that okay with Steve?
That's all right with me.
Yeah.
Go ahead, hit it.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn, dear. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And thank you, Phil Hendry. Indeed, nestled in the hills of the Western San Fernando Valley is Western Estates. Our community features 3, 4, 5, and 6-bedroom homes divided into phases. The camellia phase begins in the low 500s, while the bougainvillea, poplar, magnolia, and cypress phases range from $600,000 to $750,000.
You're punctuating a thought, I take it.
Our community center is a year-round home to a variety of events. Our chapel welcomes all Christian denominations, and we have an orientation center for all minority people. We have rules and regulations. Our CCNRs make living in Western Estates something really very, very, very special. Is he punctuating?
Yeah, he's punctuating your thought right now. Now I gotta... All right, let's get into it, okay? Fade it out.
Love.
Just fade it out, man.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And we want to talk with Phil Hendry today about rules and regulations and CCNRs. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Bobby. Tell me about the CCNRs and the rules and regulations you have at Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Well, Phil, first of all, congratulations to Dave and Carol Ashland. They've had a beautiful event in their lives. The event is beautiful. I'll go into why maybe the rest of it isn't so good. They have a brand new baby. Now, they did insist on putting a pink stork lawn ornament up.
Now, as I understand it, pink storks mean...
It means a baby girl.
Okay, and a little blue stork means a baby boy.
That is correct. But the problem is, Phil, and we're really sorry about this, but we do not allow lawn ornaments in Western Estates. If you allow lawn ornaments, you allow people to go to Home Depot and to buy those plastic lawn ornaments that we don't think really look good. So we have decided against lawn ornaments, and that's what makes it so very difficult.
Well, they're friends of ours.
Yes, that's right, because they are friends of ours, Phil, and my husband and I don't know which way to go. They have a brand new baby. They've put this pink stork lawn ornament up. I was with Carol when she was taken to the hospital. They've had, apparently, a baby girl. Now, here comes the very tough part. Dave came back with pictures. And I saw pictures of the child, and I immediately went into consultation with with my husband, Steve.
That's right, Phil. We went into consultation, and we agreed that we would strenuously enforce the no outdoor display lawn ornament rule.
Now, you and Bobby...
That's right.
You went into consultation after you saw pictures of the baby.
That's correct. Bobby?
Phil, we saw pictures of the child, and we felt it was best not to publicize the child.
Why?
Well, I don't know. If you really want to show pictures to people of a baby that...
I'm waiting.
I don't know if you really want to show pictures to people of a baby that looks like Yoda. And
are you telling me the child is not good looking?
That is correct. And with a lazy eye, the child's eye rolls around. We have a practical joker. Phil Albert lives down the street. He's trying to put a nickel in the child's ear and pull the arm down. You know, this is the kind of thing that we just don't approve of. And so we're having a very, very...
Are you telling me that you will not allow this family to put a pink stork up?
Because it's part of our CC&Rs.
Yeah, but one of the reasons you're also saying is the child is so ugly, they shouldn't publicize it.
We didn't say that, Phil.
Well, Bobby just said the baby looks like Yoda. Okay?
Phil, we don't think it's wise to publicize the birth of a child that could disturb people. In addition, yes, we do have CC&Rs. We have rules and we have regulations.
And who is this guy that tried to put a nickel in the kid's ear?
Some friend of mine.
He's a friend of Steve's. He's a practical joker.
Why?
Why what?
Why did he put a nickel in the kid's ear?
Because the kid's got a lazy eye that rolls around.
So what are you telling me? The kid looks like a slot machine? You know, are you adults? Do you care about children?
Yes, we do, Phil, and that's why we felt that Dave and Carol should not publicize the birth of this child in violation of our CC&Rs by telling everyone, hello, we've had a baby girl, she looks like Yoda, she has an eye that rattles around like a slot machine. We don't think it's healthy. And we just don't. When I say that, he's supposed to do the...
Yeah, you're supposed to hit the music, okay?
I'm Bobby Dooley, along with Steve Dooley, and this is Southern California Living.
Okay, there's Bobby and Steve Dooley. 1-800-449-8686 is... I don't need the music to punctuate my thoughts. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley are from Western Estates Homeowners Association. A baby girl was born to the couple across the street. They don't believe that they should be allowed to have a pink stork out in front of the house, because they'd be publicizing the birth of a child who looks like, and I'm quoting, Yoda, which I think is very cruel. And the other thing, and Bobby, you ought to know this if you're listening on hold, newborn babies ain't the best-looking things going. And they do mature into something very beautiful. 1-800-449-8686. This is Southern California Lifestyles. I'm Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve Dooley. They live in Western Estates, which is a subdivision outside of Los Angeles. And they're talking to us about the rules and regulations that they have in their community. You're not allowed to put up lawn ornaments. Is that right, Bobby?
So that is correct.
All right. And yet one of your neighbors did put up a pink stork announcing the birth of their baby daughter.
That is correct, yes. And we would have waived that rule, but we did see a picture of the child. And
you saw a picture of the child, and the child, you said, looks like Yoda.
Well, I'm using that. I mean,
you realize how cruel that sounds.
I do, Phil, but I'm also saying that I think it's a little shocking to put people through that, to say, come see our baby, come see our baby girl, and they walk into the house, and they're looking at that. I think that...
And you heard what I said about babies maturing and looking better?
Babies do mature, yeah, and they do look better. And I think that that is the time when you invite people into your home to see the child, not when the child is fresh out of the uterine canal, completely inappropriate. And that's why we said what we said.
If the baby was better looking, would you let them have this pink stork out in front of their lawn?
We would take that under advisement in one of our homeowners association meetings, yes. But we would have to have pictures of the child. We would have to pass the pictures around to different members of the board.
I can't.
Phil, you got to understand. Have you ever lived in a community like ours?
No, I've never lived in a community like yours.
Well, you got to understand. We have to control how things are done to keep the quality of lifestyle.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number if you want to call and talk to the Dooleys here about the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we got into a couple of false starts there with the punctuation of music, and I apologize. There it is, okay? Do you feel better?
Yes, I do feel a lot better hearing that.
Is it that Bobby had her speech planned out?
I understand she had her speech planned out, so she's got her music, and we can move on with this?
Yes, we can, as long as I can hear it. I get palpitations, Phil, and when I am planning to speak on the radio, I need to hear the music that Craig Taylor said that he would play, and I started getting palpitations when I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I got that you got palpitations, and...
Oh, God, I can't hear it. Whew, there it is.
Jesus! We gotta loop it?
Breathe, Bobby.
Hi.
Is she all right, Steve?
Yeah, she's good. She just needs to have bossa nova music when she's talking about the...
Oh, God, that's better.
Should she even go on with this interview?
Yeah, can you go on, honey?
I can go on, Phil. I'm fine. I'm just... It's difficult for me, that's all.
When did you and Craig talk about having to have bossa nova music?
I called him knowing I'd be on the program today, and I asked him for something... Something light, something that sort of shuffles, kind of a, just a la, 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 you see? And I told him I need my thoughts punctuated, like I'm Bobby Dooley.
Very good, Craig. You're punctuating very nicely.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. As we talk to Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley about this kid who lives across the street from them, this newborn baby that Bobby says is so ugly, she doesn't think it's appropriate for the people to put up a pink stork in their front yard heralding the birth of this child. And so with that, they have been told to take down this pink stork. They have been told to remove it from the property and to put it in the garage or whatever, wherever you're supposed to put your pink stork. Until when, Bobby? Until the kid gets better looking?
That would be nice.
God. Let's go to Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show, our first call out of the gate this afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I am in Salt Lake City, and I cannot believe that... I thought this was a joke. I just turned into your show.
I think
and
that's CCNR's...
And I thought this was a joke.
Well, you know, I wish, ma'am, that I wasn't even the president of this organization when we have to make decisions like this.
That isn't decisions. That is cruelty in motion.
No, we have a CCNR that says no lawn ornaments.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
but you
what
said
you're
you would've...
saying is you have a CCNR that says no ugly people. And
no,
you know what? Your
no.
insides are much uglier than any child's outsides could ever be.
I'm not triping, parading them around the neighborhood, am I?
Yeah, you are. You are.
How am I parading?
Energy doesn't lie.
You're
Energy
talking about...
never has lied. It doesn't lie. If this is how you come off to people, you are absolutely emitting terribly ugly things.
You're speaking a lot of New Age stuff that I don't believe in. I'm a Christian. Okay?
You're not a Christian. Christians don't behave like this.
Well, you're speaking in New Age terms.
No, I'm
yeah,
speaking in reality terms,
you
and
energy.
You've got your head buried. You don't
my
treat
husband
people
says,
like this.
My husband said that
your
when he said energy...
Your husband's retarded.
Oh, that's very... isn't that New Age of you? My husband
do you know,
said...
No, do you know what? He is. And I'm not saying retarded in that way. I'm saying socially retarded. You don't treat people the way you guys treat people and think that this is just okay because you
well,
deem
when you
yourself
said,
Christian.
When you said energy, that was New Age.
Oh, will you knock it off with that music? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve, about the... We're talking with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve. This is Southern California Living. About their the Western States Homeowners Association. One of the rules, and I understand CC&R is Bobby and Steve, so don't get me wrong. I know that if you sign, if you build, if you move into a home in a community, you have to abide by the CC&Rs, the rules. And CC&R, by the way, for those of you who don't know what that means covenants, conditions, and regulations, something like that. The thing that we're all having a problem with is you're saying you didn't want them to put the pink stork sign up in front of their house because the rules of the neighborhood do not allow outside lawn ornaments.
That is correct, Phil.
Okay. You're also saying that it's not right of them to put a pink stork up there because their baby is ugly.
Phil, I'm saying that I believe there is a level of false advertising involved when you put up a pink stork on your front lawn and invite people to come into your home. You're basically saying, come see our beautiful girl baby. What they're asking people to do is to come in and look at a baby that is more closely resembling a pug dog or a poodle or something like... I mean, Phil, you gotta
see this kid. I mean, it's worth the drive.
What do you mean it's worth the drive?
We got the pictures.
Steve, do you have those? Steve has the pictures, Phil. You can come over. Have a barbecue or something. I don't know.
No, I don't want to come over to your house for a barbecue and pass around pictures of this poor child. Is the child deformed?
No, it just, you know.
I mean, Phil, I swear to God, the kid is a spitting image to Yoda. And it...
You can't be serious. Glendale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, my name is Blue Hero.
Can't hear you, pal.
Oh, sorry. Hold on one moment. Can you hear me now?
No, we have our music turned up.
Oh.
Oh, now I turned it down. Go ahead. What is your name?
Lou Hero, L-O-U-H-E-R-O. And my opinion is, or my problem is, you should have no right to make fun of the baby or say what you have to say to the baby. If the baby has a rolling eye, that means he can have a seizure or something.
A what?
And no babies are... ugly at all.
Oh, please. You know something? I raised 3 children, and my sons, I love them. I'd commit wholesale serial murder for my sons. But I can tell you this much. I nursed them, and there were days that I wanted to dry heave looking at them because they weren't good looking.
Okay, so you know your kids were...
Excuse me. My grandma raised 3 children herself, and she loved them so much.
Uh-huh.
And they were not ugly, trust me.
How about you?
Not born at the time, but...
Well, let's get down to brass tacks here. What do you look like?
Have red hair, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a young man, 21 mm-hmm. years old.
Mm-hmm.
Legally blind.
Legally blind. That's why you don't like the slot machine crack. Do your eyeballs roll around?
I like the slot.
Well, you're legally blind, dear. Do your eyeballs roll around, yes or no?
Yeah, we got to know. Because
no,
you might
no,
be
they
prejudiced.
Don't.
They do not roll around.
No, they don't.
They do not.
Will you knock it off with that music, please? Okay, pal, thanks for calling our show,
you're
okay?
Yeah,
thank you very
nice
much. Sir. Thank you, sir. Here is Lancaster on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
My name is John Millard.
Yes, sir.
7 years old, and I've got a couple of kids, and I'll tell you, I think that what I have heard you say and your husband say is the most unchristian thing I have ever heard in my 57 years of life.
I don't know what I said that was unchristian. I'm simply
saying that you don't want these people to have people in to look at their child because the child is ugly. There is no such thing as an ugly child. Every child in its own way is beautiful.
Well, you know as well
you
as I do.
People are absolutely... Totally, completely,
sir, let's un-Christian talk turkey.
And wrong.
Let's talk turkey, sir. Just man to man. You know as well as I do, some kids, you know that's true.
Wait a minute. I think parents look through the eyes of love. I've heard some adults joke about the looks of a child, but no one ever says that a kid is ugly. It's bad taste. It's bad social decorum. It's not good form. And it certainly isn't right for you guys to say, don't put the pink stork up on your front lawn because you don't want to advertise Yoda inside.
Well,
And,
well, Phil, I think it's false advertising. I think there are laws against it.
There's no such thing as false advertising in this instance. Because if you are a Christian, which I very much doubt.
I am a Christian
every
woman.
Every person and every child is beautiful in the eyes of God, and you well know it.
No, but I'm talking legally now, because if you're advertising
there's no legal
a pink
issue
stork,
here.
Why would you put a pink stork out in front, ask people to come in, and they're looking
because
down at
I
a kid.
I am absolutely proud that I have a child.
And they're looking at the thing.
Hey, it's
not
child.
A kid, it's
a child, not a thing, number one.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I do not, ma'am. I have no clue what you mean.
Well, I think that you're all wet.
And I think you have no Christian charity. I do not think you're a Christian. You're not any kind of a Christian that I know about.
Well, I attend.
And I think you are ugly. How's that grab you?
I think that's very cruel.
That's fine. What you're saying and what you're doing is also very cruel.
Oh, the child can't hear us. He's
batting
around
something
right now.
Nothing whatsoever to do with it. The entire listening public that's listening to this radio show can hear you.
Let me ask
you. They can all see how ugly you are.
Let me ask you a question, Bobby. When that neighbor tried to put a nickel in the kid's ear and pull his arm down because his eyeball made it look like he had a slot machine?
He has a wandering eye, yes.
Did you think that was funny?
Phil, I swear to God, if you and this gentleman had been there, you would have laughed yourself sick. If you'd been there.
No, I would have probably punched out the dork that tried to do that.
Well, I think you're wrong.
That is not something to laugh at. No child is something to laugh at, ever.
You got three kids, Bobby. Think about it.
Well, you know,
Would you like me to laugh at your children?
My boys are gorgeous.
Would you like me to laugh at them? Answer my question.
Well, you'd be blind if you did.
Answer my question.
Wait a minute.
Would you like it?
Wait a minute, buddy. I'm the father here, okay?
Would you like it?
You're not going to laugh at my kids.
Exactly my point. Thank you.
I'll open up a can of whoop-ass.
Yeah, that's my point, pal. I'm surprised that father hasn't come down there and kicked your butt.
Who, Dave Ashland?
Ooh, the father of the child.
Dave comes across the street on me. He better come with his lunch.
Listen, let me tell you something,
right,
pal. If I was that kid's father, you'd be in the hospital right now.
All right, thank you, sir, for your call. Knock the music off. You don't have to punctuate the points of the callers, okay?
Oh, God, where's the music? Oh, there it is.
Man. All right, so what are we talking about here? Are you going to let them have the sign up or not?
Phil, we want the Ashlands to enjoy their child. There is a rule against it. I guess we'll waive the rule. But I really think it's wrong for them to make us change our CC&Rs so that everyone can come in and look at that kid of theirs that I swear to God, Phil, would make a freight train take a dirt road.
There we go. There's the music. Here is Selkirk on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Name's Tom at all time from Selkirk, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I am totally appalled by these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me of Adolf Hitler.
Are you talking about me?
Adolf Hitler didn't like Jews because they didn't meet a certain criteria.
Oh, don't be dramatic.
You were just like that.
I need to tell you, lady,
I have an 11-year-old son who has cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does he have...
I ashamed of him?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. He is the light of my life, okay? He is the youngest of 31 grandchildren for my parents, and they love him to death.
Well,
should
you say
I
he
hit
has,
him when
he
was born?
Cerebral palsy, does that mean he walks, like, funny, or...?
He walks. He doesn't walk funny. He walks. You may think things are funny, okay?
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
I think the ironic thing is you're passing judgment on an infant that can't defend himself, and yet
exactly.
Your wife is here who has to have music played because she's having heart palpitations.
Exactly. Do you understand the irony of that?
My wife needs the music because she's nervous about being on the radio.
Your wife should be nervous about being on the radio. Anybody that knows you will probably think you're the most disgusting people that ever walked. Why should anybody hide their child? And
let
if anybody, a grown adult, wants to try to use a child for a slot machine, the person has too much free time on their hands. They need to get a life.
Did you?
And they need to see a shrink.
Oh, so now I'm crazy. You didn't announce that your son has cerebral palsy, correct?
That's right.
Did you announce his birth?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my
Proudly.
God. You can be sued for those things.
Why? Because I'm proud to be a father.
And when he walks into someone's furniture and destroys a lamp or something, then what?
Are you living in a time warp? You sound like Adolf
Hitler. Turn the music down, will you?
I need the music, Phil.
She needs that music as her security blanket because she needs to hide from society. Lady, you need to get a life. These people are celebrating the most gorgeous thing that could ever happen to them.
Oh.
They have a beautiful baby.
I don't want the music turned back.
Steal that from them.
Oh, God.
Am I ashamed of my son? No. My son walks.
Good.
Every day, and every day is a milestone for my son.
That's beautiful, sir.
I'm proud of him.
Thank you, sir, for your call, and we're proud of all of you guys. Thanks for calling. Turn the music off. This is the Phil Henry Show. Let her choke to death.
Where's that music for my wife?
Let her choke to... Come on, Taylor, let her...
Oh, thank God.
1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800. Excuse me, Phil Henry Show 1-800-449-8686. I have a kind of a strange relationship with kids. I don't know whether I like them or not. I mean, I have four stepkids I really like sometimes, but the rest of the world's kids can all just get run over by trucks. And I'm being facetious, but it just doesn't thrill me, man, when someone says, here are the pictures of my kid. Now, does that make me a mean, curmudgeonly guy? I want to be a guy that is open to the joy of others. But all I see is another problem. You know what I mean? In other words, when I see a kid, I'm looking at, oh, okay, in 20 years, this is somebody else we're going to have to be bailing out or sticking into a prison cell or some other problem that I got to pay for. So, in other words, I'm becoming my dad. But there are some ugly kids, aren't there? I mean, you got to be honest. I was one because I saw my pictures. I got home movies, all kinds of crap. You want to see the Henry home movies? My old man came out here from Canada in the late 40s and took home movies of the PCH out on near Santa Monica. And, you know, there's like nothing here. So anyway, they showed me some pictures of myself when I was born. I was frightening looking. There's no doubt about it. And that's just the way it's got to be. You know, you're born, you're ugly, you grow up, and you get uglier. Looks. Funny thing. Do you even look at yourself in a mirror and you say, well, I'm a good-looking person, I'm not a good-looking person? I have never considered myself handsome, ever in my life. There have been times when I was almost like maybe there, when I worked out and I, you know, took care of myself and everything. But no, I'm not a good-looking guy at all. But I don't care. I honestly don't care. You know, you're born ugly, you grow up ugly, you get into radio. Like comb over boy. You know, we talk about, you know, if you're losing your hair, you just lose your hair. You don't comb your freaking hair forward and pretend like maybe somebody out there is going to think you're 10 years younger than you are. Just gracefully degenerate. Gracefully fall apart. And my brother-in-law is coming back. This guy's going all over the world. He's just turned 40. He went to Mount Kilimanjaro. The guy has been to the Serengeti. He's a very active guy. I wonder if that's the one thing that people, like my father and mother-in-law, they go all over the freaking place. Who do you think lives longer, the guy that sits in his can watching TV or the guy that goes all over the place? Did you see the thing in The Star? Did you hear? Oh, my God, it was horrible. Kathy Lee Gifford basically said, now that I'm off that show, Frank better gear up because his days of taking naps and watching TV are over. I'm going to whirl into his life again. We're going to be going to openings and stores and shopping and Cody and Cassidy. And I got nothing against that family, but I'm just thinking in terms, if that were me, it would be a horror beyond anything mounted on the big screen. That suddenly you've been kicking, you've been napping, you've been drinking. You go off, you do your Monday night gig. Everything's beautiful. Now she ain't got a job. So guess what? She's home and you're going to have to just every day a new adventure of hell and pain and stores and shopping. shopping and waiting for her while she gets her nails done and going off on vacations that aren't really vacations. You have to just get up and go and motorcycle ride and parasail. And I hate all of that stuff because I just like to take a rifle and shoot them all out of the air. I'm just kidding, but sort of I would. Wouldn't that be fun? Just see some guy parasailing. Hey, there's Buffy and Jim. Boy, they are so full of energy. They have such a wonderful life. Look at them. They just really go for the gusto. They really live just pow, just a Lee Harvey Oswald. Do you parasail, Shafe? Yeah, look at Alex, man. I know my stepson Alex is here. Are we going out on the jet skis next week when we go on vacation? We ain't going on the jet skis out in the ocean, we ain't. Because you know what? There's big fish out of that ocean. Out in the river, that's okay. And out in the lake, that's all right. But out in the ocean, I'll just go out by myself, okay? Mom can take the other two guys. Because I'm not a very active guy. For me, kicks is, a cigarette, beer. That's energy. That's really getting out and going for the gusto. A beer and a cigarette. What do you think? So anyway, we're going to be on vacation next week, and I'm not going to tell you guys where we're going, but it's somewhere with a beach, and there's going to be an ocean, and I hope it's not red flagged, but if it is, that's okay. We're going in anyway, and I do not expect anybody to save the kids. We are not one of those families. We're conservative. We think government should get off our backs. So if the kids are drowning, I don't want a lifeguard saving them. Get off my back, government! I'm a Bushman all the way. I'm a conservative guy. I believe in smaller is bigger, and bigger is better, and whatever the hell. What does that tell you about most conservative men? Smaller is better and bigger. Okay, so you guys finally cop to it, huh? Yes, we're conservatives. We believe that smaller is bigger, and will you get the idea? Yeah, we got it. You don't have to keep running it, if you'll pardon the expression, down our throats. So I don't want that government. So when I see the kids out there going, help! And they're going to go send a county boat out to get... Forget it! Those are my tax dollars at work. Yet it's your kid. And they're my tax dollars. Rather the kid than the tax dollars. Help, Mr. And by the way, did I mention my tax dollars? My tax dollars. Yeah. Looks like it to me. And it was red flagged last year, but nobody kept this out of the water. When Mommy and I went down to Mexico, Alex, it was red flagged. But guess what? The Mexicans are great. Mexico's so great. That's where I... Forget Hawaii. Hawaii is just another state in the Union called America. In other words, it's boring. I don't care if they have waterfalls and all kinds of beautiful stuff. You still got to deal with America. And so when you're going on vacation, don't you want to get away from this crap? I do. We went down to Mexico. They had the beach red flagged all week. Wait, do you think they gave a crap whether we went in and drowned? Of course they didn't. And by the way, if that kid drowns, I want an income tax credit. So not only do I not want my tax dollars bailing that kid out of that water, when he drowns, I want an income tax credit. What do you think about that? But in any event, we're down in Mexico. It's all red flagged. I go out there. There's sea snakes. There's bats. There's vampire bats. There's all kinds of crap. I could drown. I could die. Mexicans don't care. Thank you. I said it's red flag. Sí, señor. Does that mean we could die? Yeah, very bad. Windy. Can I go swimming? Sure. Give a crap? It's great. If I don't come back, well, I might change my mind. Anyway, Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.